I am Fightback Ninja, and I will help you to fight back against scammers, spammers, and time wasters.
Unexpected facts about scams. A security company, Panda Labs, scanned 22 million PCs and found that nearly 12 million of them were infected by viruses, trojans, or spyware. This suggests that up to half of all PCs could be infected. On average, a person caught in a lottery scam loses about $3,000. A person caught in an advanced fee scam loses about $4,000, and someone whose identity is stolen can lose around $5,000. Those are just averages. Scammers profile their victims. They know who'll make the best target. For instance, a woman aged 70 plus is the most common target for a lottery scam, while a man in the 55 to 61 age range is the most common investment fraud victim. However, the age group that attracts the most scams is the 30 to 39 year olds. Almost two-thirds of people incorrectly believe that a check is valid if the bank pays out funds on it. It's not, and if the check subsequently bounces, the account holder is responsible for repaying any money they withdrew. The banks call it the 2-4-6 rule. They may pay out after 4 working days, but it's only guaranteed to stay in your account after 6 working days. Half of all identity thieves in a recent study came from a middle-class background, had a college education and an otherwise conventional lifestyle. Most of them had jobs, and their main motivation was to buy luxuries. In other words, they're not all stereotypical criminals. In 2005, before Hurricane Katrina even made landfall, there were more than 200 phony Katrina aid websites. The scam ratio for work-at-home jobs posted online is 59 to 1. In other words, out of every 60 advertised work-at-home jobs, only one is genuine. That is a frightening statistic. If you have experience of scams, then do let me know.
I am Fightback Ninja. Check out my blog online, fightback.ninja.